Yo, what's going on with your world? This your man, it's Ro, getting back at you. It's funny, you know, I was just up here just watching an episode, or matter of fact, watching a few episodes of the show called The Walking Dead, TWC, on AMC. And there was this one scene that said, that it just said, it was like, are you afraid to be here? And the other person said, well, I think it's safe. And the person that initially says it's safe to be here said, I disagree. Now, to explain the Walking Dead, the show Walking Dead. So, apparently, apocalypse had happened around the world. People got affected and became, you know, saying walking dead people that pretty much eat people alive, zombies, so to say, just like Resident Evil, you know. But that's what Walking Dead is, you know, people that get eaten, bitten, affected by whatever this virus was, and then they eat people that's alive. As I was watching it, it clicked on me. I was like, dang. How much of this show is actually true of what's going on symbolically? So, I got to thinking, like, wow, we are actually in a living movie, in a live movie of The Walking Dead. Simply because there are few people that are awoke about what's happening, and there is a mass of people that are asleep, and because for the simple fact, then they may not be dead physically, but they are dead mentally, emotionally, you know what I'm saying, spiritually. And they're just walking and just going by whatever people are saying according to the media, and, you know what I'm saying, just eating it up, and they're walking and accepting it. See, for one, the media is off top death. Which is weird to say, but it's true. The media, entertainment, all this junk is death to people, because for the simple fact, it is giving folks false information, so to say. Or they're not giving people the truth of what's going on. They're giving you a front line while they're working in the background in order to go ahead and, you know, do what they want to do in their background plan. As for instance, this COVID. This COVID is just the most biggest pandemic that I've ever seen in my, or ever heard about in history or seen in my life. Period. It is. It really is. And it's terrible because a lot of people are really blind to it. Like, man, this virus is not that deadly. It's not what they're making it seem. It really is not. And I hate that people are really believing that this junk is deadly. It's just the fact that they want to control population in the U.S. So therefore, actually around the world. So therefore, we're going to put fear in people. Then we're going to go ahead and bring a solution out to people. And then we're going to go ahead and be like, well, in order to go ahead and get back to normal living, you have to abide by our rules. And by abiding by our rules, you have to follow a certain guideline. And you have to take this here vaccine to know, to let us know that you are for the cause. If you don't take it, then therefore, you're cast out. And you won't be part of this. I mean, to me, that sounds very similar. You know what I'm saying? It sounds very similar to what's spoken in the Bible, when it says that things will take place in the times where, in times where, you know, there will be a division of people, rich and poor. You know, either you're gonna be with one side, able to go ahead and purchase and buy things, or on the other side where you won't be able to purchase or buy anything, because for the simple fact, you did not take the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not the one to say that the COVID vaccine, in quotations, is the mark of the beast, but I'm just saying a lot of things is adding up to what they're leading to. That's just clear. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to believe that. A lot of people aren't even going to, you know what I'm saying, accept that. That real life understanding, but and still go with the cause. I haven't taken the flu shot since I was eight, nine years old. I haven't been sick not one day in my life in growing up at all. Not once, not one time. The worst time I ever been sick was last year around November-ish. That's when this COVID really was new to the air. And I was terrible. Me and my whole family, my fiance and my daughter, we was terrible. And honestly, we made it right through it like it wasn't nothing. It might have been terrible at the time, but like I say, we made it through it. But that's before they understood what this, that's before they came up with a name of what that virus was, because even doctors at that time was them testing us, they didn't know what it was. So they were just like, oh well, you know, just go home, take some Tylenol, pain medicine, fever medicine, and go to sleep. I could have figured that. We could have figured that out ourselves, sheesh. You know. So yeah, now that it's active and they gave a name to it, it just became the most deadliest junk ever. And tell you the truth, we passed that junk like it wasn't nothing. We defeated it, and then they went on ahead and fluffed the numbers of COVID. They made the U.S. or actually around the world think that everybody was dying from COVID. 500,000, you know, saying 250,000, thirds of 1,000,000, 750,000,000. People, all that junk is crazy, because they was adding people that was not even affected by COVID to the death list. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, if a person had got shot in the arm and died from, you know what I'm saying, blood loss, they was added to the COVID list. I'm just saying, if a person had, you know, a stomach, if a person had like a heart attack and they died from that, they was added to the COVID list. So in reality, the number that they just been presenting to the world or to the country is false as ever. But like I say again, there's the ones that's living in the world of Walking Dead, where they don't understand the reality of things. They just go by what they see and just believe it and just run with it. Me, I'm not that type of one. You're not gonna catch me being slipped up on something silly and believing everything. I'm not really gullible like that. I don't see it. But I was just making this little podcast here just to go ahead and just, you know, share some information to people. You know, just give you something to think about. Be on the lookout for other shows, other things, getting more deeper topic, deeper in other topics in the future. But right now, it's going to be a lot of general conversation going on. If you have any comments, definitely feel free to share some. Like, share, you know, with your family, friends. If you want to go ahead and have them, you know, something and help them to get something for them to think about. But like I say, if you have any comments, definitely share. Comment below. Let's chat. What's your thoughts about all this situation? What's going on? Holler back at me. It's your man's Roexus. I'm out. 1.